Halifax's country, hot country, 103.5. Our show on the road this afternoon, right through until 6 o'clock tonight. We are located at Royal Canadian Legion Branch, 16703 Main Street in Dartmouth. It's the drive-through poppy shop we have popped up, getting you an opportunity to swing on through, making it very convenient for you to grab a poppy and wear it proudly. To honor veterans like our Second World War veteran, Ruth Kells, we have with us right now, who's 97 years young, was a Morse code operator. Can I say that?
Yes.
And
It's okay now.
Yeah, well, this is it, because you had to sign documents saying you wouldn't speak of your employment. Is that right?
For 10 years after I left.
Wow. So yeah. We're okay now.
I hope so. Yeah. If my phone rings tonight, yeah. I'm going to call you.
Yeah. Well, I'll make sure you have my access. Now, were you speaking of your phone rings, you mentioned that the government always knew where you were. Is that right?
Yes, they did. I came to the conclusion after, with very little thought, they probably called my home and got in touch with my father and mother. But at the time, I thought they always knew, like, I would be in Ottawa, I would be in Vancouver, I was up in Prince Rupert, I was in Victoria. They always knew where I was. And at the time, I wasn't smart enough to think, well, they probably called my home.
This is something else. An honest pleasure to chat with you here today, and I really appreciate you taking the time for us to do just that.
You're welcome.
97 years young. So listen, what's your secret? I got to ask you. You're still very active.
Keep active.
Yeah?
I still bowl.
Wow.
I played badminton up until about 4 or 5 years ago. I love badminton. I've played it since grade 9, and my favorite sport, badminton.
Wow.
Basketball, soccer, softball with the women's league.
Nice.
But my favorite game is badminton.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Well, we'll have to get you a game here someday. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. I still have sneakers.
Well, I bet you do. You still bowl every Monday, you say.
Oh, yes, I bowl every Monday, yeah.
So that's great. Listen, what does it mean to you this time of year, each and every year, Remembrance Day and Veterans Week?
Veterans Week, thinking of all those people that fought for us, for me, for you, and so many gave their lives in order to protect us so we can call Canada a free and open place. So I am always grateful that these people were there for you and for me and put their lives on the line just to protect us. And many of them never returned. And God love them and God keep them, because they deserved everything that we can think good of them that went out and gave their lives for us.
Well, you did a great part yourself, Ruth, so we thank you for your service as well.
It's my pleasure. It was my pleasure to be there, and anything I did that helped, I'm very grateful for that.
Thank you. We're extremely grateful for you as well. That Second World War vet, Ruth Kells, 97 years young, with, you know, giving us her secret for making it 97 plus as well. Thanks again, Ruth.